Good morning. This is Dag Brek met Jesus, and I am excited to speak to you about the patterns of the life of Joseph and of the model Jesus. The life of Joseph, he was betrayed by his Jewish brothers into the hands of the Gentiles, and God turned that betrayal around and all of Israel was saved. In the life of Jesus, he was betrayed by his Jewish brothers into the hands of the Gentiles, and God turned that betrayal around for all of Israel and for all of the world to be saved. Joseph was betrayed by his brother Yehuda, or Judah, for 30 pieces of silver. Jesus was betrayed by Yehuda, Judas, for 30 pieces of silver. Condemned with two criminals, one of whom died while the other one lived. And then we find Jesus. He was condemned with two criminals, one who lived and the other one who died. Upon the exaltation of Joseph when he was liberated, he took a bride, as does Jesus, the bridegroom, when he takes the church of Jesus Christ as his bride. Joseph was not recognized by his Jewish brothers at his first coming, but at the second, they wept over him. Jesus was not recognized by his Jewish brothers at his first coming, but at the second coming, they too shall weep over him. Joseph was beloved by his father. Jesus is beloved by the Father. Joseph was falsely accused at an unfair trial. Jesus was falsely accused at an unfair trial. Joseph's cloak was taken and given as proof that he was no longer in the pit. Jesus's burial cloak was taken as proof that he was no longer in the tomb, that he was alive. There are a few more, like Isaac carrying the wood for the sacrifice, and Jesus carrying that splintered cross to Calvary. This is a little comparison that gives us the confidence that the Word of God is true and can be trusted. I want to say this: when we are faced with a problem, I trust that we can say with Isaiah, who said in Isaiah 41 verse 10, "Fear not, for I believe God." Now, dear listener, just take this and listen to it again. Ask God to touch your heart. Ask him to bless you. Ask him to turn the troubles, the problems, the difficulties, the challenges that are coming into your life, turn them around that you might be victorious. Heavenly Father, bless this short message. I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.